Medicare open enrollment is now, and Tom Dillon is the owner of a company called JT Medicare Solutions. I'll give you his phone number and website in a second. He's in our studio. Hi, Tom.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
I want to get right to the details of your business and Medicare and how it's changed this year. But give me the elevator speech version of how you got into the business.
Absolutely. I never really wanted to be in Medicare. In 2008, my mother moved from Paddock Lake, Wisconsin to Mobile, Alabama. And she got a letter from Medicare about 3 weeks later canceling her Medicare. And she called me in tears. She didn't know what had happened. All she knew was that her Medicare had been canceled. And she was inconsolable. So I had an insurance license since 1984.
Did you know a lot about Medicare then?
I didn't. I was a neophyte. I became an expert by helping her. So the kind of thing that happened to her happens all the time. People move in Medicare. It was a real easy fix, but she was paralyzed. So it took me a while to figure out the A, B, C's, and D's of Medicare. But by the time we did and got her on a new plan, I actually had six or seven new files on my desk, people asking for help with their Medicare.
Right.
And that's eventually how I became a full-time Medicare.
Were you in finance before?
I was a vice president at Morgan Stanley. Yeah.
So you were a broker then?
I was a broker, yeah.
Running a house in one of the cities around here?
I was actually in Sacramento, California at that time.
So you sure knew the world of finance, but you didn't know government regulations or Medicare.
That's correct.
Or at least you knew government regulations, but you didn't know all of these. Now, you tell us that this year there have been some significant changes to Medicare as a result of the Affordable Care Act?
Inflation Reduction Act.
Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah, this year in Medicare, there's more changes happening in drug plans than has ever happened before.
And is that the area where Medicare is most changed this year, prices?
That's correct.
So talk to me about that. What's different?
So the first thing they did is they set insulin prices at $35. You can't charge any more than that. They eliminated the donut hole, which is where you no longer have drug care coverage. They started negotiating drug prices, and they put a limit. The most you can spend on drugs this year is $2,000. And that's fantastic. All those things needed to change. But in that, you know, the unintended consequences of Congress making all those changes is that the drug company's expenses went way up. And as with any other business, when your costs go way up, they're passing those costs on to consumers. And that's what we're seeing, is everybody's drug plans are starting to
go up. But you just said that it's capped at $2,000. So how am I bearing that cost?
Well, what we're actually seeing is if you've paid a lot in drugs, if you're paying $5,000 or $6,000 in drugs last year, it's fantastic for you.
Because you're not going to pay more than $2,000.
That's correct.
So some people have $100,000 drug.
They actually do. They actually do. So these are wonderful things for them. If you're paying nothing for your drugs, it's pretty much staying the same.
Because you don't have to pay anything.
Correct. But the guys in the middle, most people that are taking one or two drugs, generic drugs, they're used to paying $100, maybe $200 or $300 a year. They're paying $1,000 and they're paying $1,500.
So that's where the difference is going to be made up. Those of you that have been under the $2,000 cap have had some expenses. Since they're not making it beyond $2,000 per Medicare recipient, now the people in the middle are going to be charged more to recoup some of that lost revenue.
That's correct. So there's 73 million people in America that are on Medicare right now, 2024. 10.1 million Medicare drug plans are being eliminated. People are have to find a new plan because the drug companies have stopped issuing all the plans they had last year. Here in Chicago, Blue Cross Blue Shield stopped a plan. Aetna had six or seven plans last year. They're down to two. So what you have to do is find out which drugs you're taking and compare them to the plans that are available in your area.
Right.
The difference between one plan and the next plan can be incredible. It can be $2,000 in one plan and $150 in another.
And how do I do that?
You contact Tom Dillon.
Tom Dillon from JTMedicareSolutions.com. That's the website. JTMedicareSolutions, as in just Tom, MedicareSolutions.com. Tom Dillon is here. His phone number is 1-800-227-1012. You hear that in his commercials. We asked him to come into the studio since it's open enrollment. You were saying that the Medicare drug option is better now for most people, but pretty much anybody that's taking some drugs might now see it go from a couple hundred dollars a year to the maximum of $2,000. And $35 for insulin, hooray.
Hooray.
Hooray, America. Absolutely. But that's for Medicare recipients. If I'm not on Medicare, then maybe I will pay more than that, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so baby steps. And no, that's not even a baby step. You said 70 million Americans are on Medicare, right?
73, yeah.
What else should I know about the changes this year?
Well, if you paid a lot for your drugs last year and the year before, if you're paying over $5,000 or some people were paying $10,000, you're going to get a dramatic reduction in your out-of-pocket expenses. So this is a wonderful thing for you. If you paid almost nothing for your drugs last year, you're going to pay almost nothing again this year. But if you're in the middle, yeah, if you paid $100 or $200 or $500 last year, those people are going to be paying $1,000, $1,500. And the drug companies seem to be moving everybody closer to the limit.
So they're canceling plans, or some of them aren't even offering those plans.
That's correct.
We talk a lot, or Terry Savage, our friend here at WGN Radio, talks about Advantage plans. She's not a fan. What is your thought about Medicare programs versus those Advantage plans?
Well, I'm really grateful that Medicare exists. I think Medicare supplements are the best insurance you've ever had in your life. Medicare drug plans are complicated, but they do provide some coverage. And I am really glad that Medicare Advantage plans exist, because Medicare supplements are expensive. You know, if you're 65 years old and you're a guy, Medicare Part B is going to cost $185 next year.
A month.
A Medicare supplement is going to be another $150 approximately, depending on where you live and your age and that kind of stuff. And then a drug plan is going to be another $25 or $50 plus the cost of drugs. A Medicare Advantage plan offers great coverage, and a lot of them have zero premiums. But you can't see any doctor you want, and you can't go to any hospital you want. And sometimes the insurance company is going to require a referral, and they're going to make you jump through a lot of hoops to get
there. Are there caps to the coverage with Advantage plans?
No, you can always get whatever you want.
Terry always says, okay, fine, save your money, but you better not get sick.
Absolutely.
And that's a short form of her criticism of those plans. Do you understand what she's talking about there?
Absolutely. So imagine you're in the fight of your life. You got the worst call ever, and your doctor says, I want you to go to the Mayo Clinic. If you're in an Advantage plan, you can't. That's not in your network.
Really?
Or the doctor says, maybe you want to go to that place in Texas, MD Anderson. It's not a choice. You can go there, but you're going to have to pay for it. On a Medicare supplement, if that's what your doctor says to go, you can go there and you're covered. With Medicare Advantage, you don't even have those choices.
Yeah. So how often do you recommend then that plan?
You know, my business is about 85% Medicare supplements, about 15% Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare Advantage plans are great coverage, and they're so much cheaper, but you better, like Terry Savage says, you better put some money in the bank, because they have copays and deductibles, and almost every time you use them, you're going to be paying some.
So somebody calls you, you help them pick out Advantage versus Medicare, and then which Medicare plans they should be on?
That's correct. We have a conversation about, you know, what's the most important thing to you, you know, and wouldn't it be great if you could see any doctor that you wanted whenever you needed it? And, you know, let's talk about how much that costs, and let's talk about your specific, you know, what you need, and then what is it that you want? And then I'm going to lay out for you the choices. I'm going to give you 5 different quotes on Medicare supplements. I'm going to give you 3 different quotes on Medicare drug
plans. I will take the one that costs the least amount of money.
And so would I, especially when they...
But maybe I shouldn't. Maybe there'd be a reason that I shouldn't.
Absolutely.
So. And then, so I presume you would give some advice with those options.
Absolutely.
Here's what I know. But then do you make money depending on which plan you recommend?
Yes and no. So if you choose a Medicare drug plan, I get paid the same no matter which plan you choose. If you choose a Medicare supplement, I get paid the same no matter which plan you choose. If you choose a Medicare Advantage plan, I get paid the same no matter which one you choose.
And I don't pay you?
No, the insurance companies pay us. And it doesn't add a nickel to your costs. So here's what I get to do. I get to help people with something that's super important, really, really important. It's your health care. It's very complicated. There's an alphabet involved. I get to show them what their choices are, how it works, help them select a plan. They make the decision. Help them select the plan. I get to implement it for them, help them in a time they really need it, and somebody else pays me. This is the best gig I've ever had, John.
So you're like a broker or an agent for these companies.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. Insurance.
I'm just trying to see if there is any reason why I would hire you or do it myself.
Oof.
And I can't see an advantage to not. If they want to take it out of their pocket and give you that money, and my cost is the same, I'm looking for the catch here.
So there is no catch. You can do this by yourself. Okay. But it is complicated. It's very, very difficult. And, you know, I've got almost 15 years doing this now, so we can cut through a lot of that pretty quickly.
Do you do the sign up?
I do all of that.
Yeah. It's terrifying because I've done things online, my cable. I don't even know how to sign up for cable, let alone Medicare. But, you know, whatever the site is that you're doing in your life, you think I'm doing this and you hit enter or send and you hope you did it right, but you're not 100% sure. It'd be so nice if there was somebody holding my hand or literally doing the clicking for me.
I do all the clicking, and then I check on it a week later and make sure that the clicking went through okay.
And when these plans renew each year, do you do a follow-up then?
Every single year, you're going to get a call or an email from us, and we're going to say, hello, how are you? Happy annual enrollment period. Can you give us your current drug list? Because your drug list tends to change over time. We're going to automatically run a review. We're going to email that review back to you, and we're going to say, okay, it looks like the best plan for you is the one you're in. Or maybe we need to make a plain change this year.
How's business for you?
Business is fantastic. WGN has been wonderful to us. Yeah. My business has grown by leaps and bounds in the last 3 years on just referrals. But the stuff that's happening in the last month from WGN listeners is
well, I think it's
fantastic.
A good message. And I, you know, not to put you in the same box as some other people, but if an attorney named Ray Kaplan comes on and says, I know student loans are terrifying and you may be overpaying and you don't know how to do it and I do, it's what I do. If there was a person out there that did that for Medicare, I would actually pay you a fee to do it. So if that's your business model and it works, hooray. But I think what's just really appealing is the expertise.
Absolutely. And you can't really duplicate that. I can get something done for you in 8 or 10 minutes that might take you a week.
I totally believe that. All right, we're out of time. Tom, thanks for coming to the studio. Maybe we'll just pepper you every now and then with some questions. Somebody's going to ask a question about something. I won't know what they're talking about.
I would love to be a resource. Please call me.
Well, our listeners can as well. It's JT Medicare Solutions. I can go on there or I can call your number, right? And that's 1-800-227-1012.
That's correct.
1-800-227-1012 for Tom Dillon. I'm glad you're out there, Tom. Thanks for coming in here.
Thanks for having me, John. I really appreciate it.